Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. So here's the deal on today's podcast. I am talking about what is your minimum to maintain. So often we hear that phrase around weight, a number on the scale. What do I need to do to keep my weight at a certain number? That's what we think maintenance is. But in my eyes, and what I've seen in my professional career, maintenance is so much more than that. It's about maintaining emotionally, physically, spiritually, and multiple other facets that impact our journey around our body, if that's what we want to call our number on our scale. So in today's topic, I'm talking about what is your minimum to maintain. We all have a minimum, right? And the reality is that we need to understand what that is. So when hard times hit, when all of that happens, we know what the basics are to get through so that on the back end of the strife or the struggle or the hard time or the crisis, we don't wind up falling. Take a listen so you can hear what my take is on minimums and what do you really think about maintenance? Thanks so much for listening.
All right. Love it. So glad to be here as always. Love these calls. One of the highlights of my week. And it's always about this time in the year, any time of the year really, where I start to hear things from people about maintaining. Maybe you have lost weight and now want to maintain. Maybe you have changed things in your life and want to maintain. See, maintenance doesn't just come around food or eating or weight. Maintenance comes around so many things in life. However, most people, when they hear the term maintenance, they think about a number on the scale. When I hear maintenance, I question, so what part of your life are you maintaining? And the truth in my mind is always, is maintenance really just maintaining, or is maintenance growth for you? Because what happens so often, right, is that we either go, or grow, or lose, if we are talking about a number on a scale. And then we hit this point. In weight, we might call it a plateau or a time period where it is that we're ready to maintain. In life, most of the time people will say, oh, life just took over, or I just went back to old habits or whatever it is, right? So most people are in this kind of consecutive cycle of forward, and then back, and then forward, and then back. So maintaining really is a growth pattern for many people, and I can absolutely relate to this, but for many people, because it's about making those changes, and we'll talk about those in a minute, what they are and how they help, making those changes, though, and then keeping them in place for the long haul. And that's the hard part, because the truth is we get so conditioned to what we're used to. For years, I was conditioned to run. I ran in high school because I did different sports. I ran in college because I did some club sports and had some sorority sisters that were runners. I got out of college and I kept running. And so I never thought that I could not run. I know that makes no sense, but I was in like this maintenance pattern of running. Now, some people would say that good was good. I tell you, at a certain point, I know it became not beneficial for me. And it's where I had to shift things and go in a different direction with how I moved my body. And then that was my growth, right? Because I really wanted to keep maintaining my running, which was not good for my knees at that point. Instead of growing in a different direction. And it took me many a try and many a trial and many a fail to move in different directions and then begin to maintain different directions. So when we talk about maintenance to me, for many of us, is really the growth pattern, which I know sounds funny because it's so many of us are used to changing all these things and then falling back. But when I look at maintenance, right, how do we maintain and what do we maintain that really help us move forward in life? So if you make a couple of changes and then you maintain, and then you make a couple more changes and then you maintain, you're farther ahead than if you made 6 changes and fell 7 back. But so many of us get caught up in the cycle of growth, fall back, versus little change, maintain, little change, maintain. Jerry Seinfeld, who I love, think is so funny, says, I do a little thing about the way people shake the sweetener packet. You know, like they're all excited. I want to get all the granules down to one end. I love all these rituals, Jerry Seinfeld says. And Jerry Seinfeld is one of my favorite comedians. I love comedians. Little tidbit about me. There's a funny little quirks. And one of those is that I absolutely love comedians and I love laughing. Laughing is one of my favorite things on the planet. And Jerry Seinfeld growing up made me laugh many a night. But what he's talking about, right, is how people, and you see people, right, with their sweetener packets, hopefully not non-nutritive sweeteners, right, but their sweetener packets, whatever that is, shaking, or flicking to get out all the rest of the granules. That's a ritual, right? But some of the other rituals or habits that we might develop that need to be maintained are the ones that help with our mind, our body, our soul. Maybe not the crystal granules that Jerry Seinfeld is talking about. But something like if an individual starts a habit of exercising first thing in the morning and they feel good about it and it fits their body. For some people, really working out first thing in the morning fits their body. So that would be a ritual to maintain. Meditation time for an individual can be a ritual to maintain, or a maintenance ritual. Journaling, for those of you that like to journal, it's a maintenance ritual. Water intake, how do you get enough? Maintenance rituals. Passive listening or active listening, those are maintenance rituals. These are things that help you just maintain your life's status, so to speak. Now, if you're not doing anything at this point in time, totally understand. But pick one thing to start. And there's many, many other rituals or habits. I mean, we could even go as far as say, like having a cup of coffee or a cup of tea in the morning is a ritual or a habit. There's many rituals that we have. Brushing our teeth, hopefully in the morning and the night, but maybe just in the night. Flossing your teeth, right? Like those can become rituals. The more something becomes a ritual, the more likely we are to keep it in our repertoire. And these rituals help us, realistically. One, they give us a grounding step to stand upon as the day goes through. There's certain rituals I have. If I don't do it, I feel off that day. And those aren't my growth rituals necessarily. There are time periods that I go into periods of growth, but there are maintenance times for me. And if I don't do that ritual, or those few rituals that I have, I feel off that day. And to me, that's a good thing because it's telling me, okay, like this is your maintenance. Right? This is what you need to maintain. And I'm not even talking about weight. Now, do these things change how we eat? Do these things change how we feel about our body or our food? Absolutely. And that's what we're leading up to in just a minute. Second thing that we do to help maintain, that has nothing to do with a number on the scale, right? We maintain our mindset. Our mindset is so imperative for change. It's more imperative than anything else. In fact, there's a mentor of mine, Tony Robbins, I worked for him for a few years. He is actually recognizing that over the last 2 years, people's mindset has really shifted and changed. And so he's doing a 4-day challenge this week, free, online. And if you are interested, check it out. Find it online. I don't have a link to send you to. But it's going to be an hour and a half every afternoon. And he's going to help people with their mindset because he's just seeing this shift in the country. And it's coming forth to help with some mindset opportunities. Because really, if we don't have our mindset, the truth is, whether it be our job, our parenting, our lifestyle, our food, our weight, our body, all of those things are impacted and more by our mindset. Kevin Hart said, no matter what, people grow. If you choose not to grow, you're staying in a small box with a small mindset. People who win go outside that box. It's very simple when you really look at it. Kevin Hart, another amazing comedian, love him. And honestly, his book, I Can't Make This Bleep Up, is an amazing book. So for anybody that wants to check out a book that's got some humor to it, but it's got some real heart and soul, and he actually has had a really not great background, and it's interesting to see where he's come with respect to that and where he is now. But he's got some really amazing mindset opportunities and things that he talks about in his book. Which is not necessarily why I think he wrote it, but it gives you a glimmer into how he got to where he is from where he came from, because he's got some radical mindset, and it's pretty amazing when you really dive into that book and listen to his heart and his rituals and what he does to keep his mindset the way that it is. So when we talk about mindset, things like self-talk, right? Not necessarily, it could be mantras. I mean, there's many different, people call them mantras out there, right? Like what we say to ourselves over and over again is a mantra. But what we say to ourselves in general is our self-talk. How do you talk to yourself? I've heard many a thing from a client that has given me a tidbit into their world in their mind. And it has frightened me so that I have said to them, would you really ever say that to somebody else? And why would you say it to yourself? So self-talk is imperative because it is what we're hearing all day long. It is what's setting our path inside our mind to see what the day brings. Is it bright or is it dark? The way we speak to ourselves is what determines that more than anything. Mindset can also be impacted by gross reading or listening. So this might not be passive listening. This would be what I call gross listening, meaning I'm going to seek out a new book on X, Y, or Z, and I'm going to listen to it. I know many months ago I talked about a book called The Untethered Soul. I listened to it 4 times. I'm getting ready to want to re-listen to it again. It's a very deep book. Brings up lots of interesting new insights, but that's a gross listening for me. I have many other books that I listen to for gross listening, right? And so gross listening helps with mindset and environment, right? We underestimate the value of environment. I really believe that. Can we create our own environment with our own self-talk? Absolutely. But we also have the opportunity, beautiful opportunity in this country in particular, that we can create an environment that impacts our mindset. And I forget the name of this book, but there's a book out there. I haven't read it. I've only heard about it and read the excerpts. But it's on creating the feng shui in your house that helps with your mindset. And my girlfriend and I have talked about this, and she actually wound up through her, through kind of a journey she was on. She went through everything in her closet and her house. And she would ask herself, does this piece of furniture or artwork or clothing bring me joy? And what's been so interesting to me as I've been doing some redecorating and changing some things up is that's what I'm doing, and it's so much fun. So even if it doesn't look what I would have thought would have looked right in that area, if I really look at it and go, you know what? That couch looks really small there, but that couch brings me a ton of joy. And if I just get a great big, ginormous beanbag chair that we could all flop in the corner, that's going to bring all of us more joy than having it look perfect. And in that, the mindset changes, right? So we can create an environment that helps with positive flow in our mindset. Third, before we've even, right, gotten to weight, maintenance of self-care. Right, we all have a level of self-care that really is our duty to take care of ourselves. Self-care is giving the world what is best for you, not what is left for you. That's by Anonymous. I think it's great, though. It's true. We need to take care of ourselves first, not in a selfish construct. And I gotten to the point in my life that I hate the word selfish, because I was told that so often. And the truth is, it's not selfish, it's self-full. And self-care is being self-full. What fills you up? Is it a massage? Is it a facial? Maybe it's a bubble bath. Maybe it's time. Maybe, like for me, for many years, I didn't have a lot of time. And so I've been relishing in the last few months of actually taking time to just sit and like think. Just sit, time, just time. Or maybe extra time on the nights that I can cooking dinner where I don't have to rush. And I can really take time and enjoy the moment. Right? That's being self-full. I get it. Sometimes we can't do that. But what if we could on some nights? Could be space, right? Having space, getting some moments where you might be free, so to speak, for a little while. And of course, self-care equals self-love, right? So in what way are you loving yourself and taking care of yourself? Is it, you know, even if it's getting in a really yummy set of pants, like joggers, and just like loving yourself in those joggers, feeling so cozy on a cold day, is a real way that you can be self-full and give yourself a sense of love. And then finally, right, yes, of course, we all talk about maintaining weight, right? Like that's, everybody thinks maintenance and weight. Maintenance and the number on the scale. But the truth is, if the three things that I just spoke about above don't happen, the maintenance of the number on the scale won't either. You've got to take care of yourself, your mindset, and your rituals and your habits in order to maintain any number shift or body change that has occurred for you. It's not one before, it's not the number before all of these things, it's all of these things equals the number. It equals the way that we relate to ourselves and our food. It equals the way that we feel about ourselves and our food. And in that, it determines how we move through life.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. you never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.